I remember my first answering machine, and it was so cool. I was so proud of it. It actually had a cassette tape in it that recorded the messages. That's pretty old. But I loved the answering machine, and the reason we had answering machines, of course, was that no one had cell phones. And the chance was probably more likely than not that you were not going to be home to receive a call or within the sound of your ringer on that phone if you'd left the house to work outside, or if you were into shopping, or if you were at work. Your home phone was going to ring, and you weren't going to be able to get it. So we had that answer machine so you could return those calls. But now, of course, what a world. Everyone has a phone. Everyone has their own phone number. Man, I remember as a kid, we shared our phone number with three different houses in the community. It was a party line. And now, not only does every family have a phone number, but every person has a phone number. So when you call an individual, there's this thing called caller ID that we didn't used to have that either, you know, unless a person told you who they were, you didn't know who was calling. But now we have caller ID, and if I call someone, they know that Joe Barrett's called them. And so what do you do if you call somebody and there's no answer? Well, you know, personally, I don't want anyone to answer the phone if I call them and they're busy. But if I call them two or three times and there's still no answer, what could anybody make of that? It just means that I've probably reached my conversation quota with that person. They've just declining my calls. But then I remember Jeremiah 33:3. And God spoke, and the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, and a word for his people was, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." What a beautiful promise for God's people. And then, you know, we see that principle all through the Bible. Whether it was Hagar in the wilderness or Israel crying out, any time that we find someone crying out to God, he heard their cry. It seems like every time that God hears and responded to that cry. And it is true that we are invited to call on the name of Jesus. And he has promised that if we pray in faith, that he will hear us when we call. And there's no conversation quota. I read nowhere where God says, you know, don't pray. Now, don't be praying to me more than about 10 minutes a day because I get tired of hearing from you. He never does that because of his great and mighty love for us. You know, I don't believe that God would mind if we talked with him all day long. How sweet. Call unto me and I will answer thee. And he doesn't need a caller ID because he looks at the heart. He knows the thoughts and the intents. He already knew we were going to call. And he picks it up anyway and hears us. What a beautiful thing. What a beautiful promise. And I remember a story in the New Testament where the woman at the well, you know, she must have been weary in her spirit. You know, she'd been with so many men and living with a man and just so heavy burdened with sin and shame and outcast among her people. And she must have in her spirit just groaned to God. And I think sometimes that's enough. And Jesus was directed by that groan. And he's told his disciples, "I got to go through Samaria. There's a woman there and she needs living water." Of course, he didn't say those exact words, but that's, of course, what he did. He went because she needed living water. God knows our need before we call. He already knows why we're calling. Isn't that great? Isn't that precious? I love that old song, "I Have a Father. He knows my name." And he hears me. He hears me. when I call. This has been Joe Barrett with 5 Minutes of Grace. Have a blessed weekend.